No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
This was Zombies Junior by Twilight Creations, Inc. It is for 2 to 6 players, 8 years and older, and is to play in roughly 45 minutes. Playing outside just got serious. Your family, friends, and neighbors all trying to bite you, and now you've had enough. You're ready to put them in timeout. Get out of here while you can. You've got a baseball bat, a Nerf gun. Nerf. Actually does say Nerf gun. A Nerf gun, and a plan. It's go time. Fun for the whole family. You can play against each other with a buddy or as a group.
So this was Zombies Junior.
Zombies.
And who was playing?
We have Ruby.
Nene.
Calvin.
Brooklyn.
And myself, John. Hey. Yay. So, what's something good we could say about Zombies Junior?
It plays faster than Zombies, the regular game.
That's true. It certainly does. But there's at least two of us here that have played the regular Zombies game.
And other iterations of it.
Right.
It was fairly easy to learn, pretty quick to pick up on. So that's always a bonus.
It was fun.
I don't know. I guess because it was fast, it was okay.
We have a team here who didn't want to play.
Yeah.
No, I did want to play. It just wasn't what I thought it would be.
Okay.
The artwork was kind of cute.
It was cutesy.
Yeah.
What can we say that's bad about Zombies Junior?
So they were a bit top heavy and they kept falling.
Yeah, they all had really big heads and tiny bodies.
Both the zombies and the
players?
Player character.
The kids with the
bats. Just the zombie, the player minis.
The players themselves, yeah. That's the only truly bad thing I could think of about it, per se.
Yeah. All right, then other.
Okay, what can you say in the other category for Zombies Junior?
Well, they, like I said, they did simplify down the rules from Zombies, so it played quicker. The other thing that I noticed that they did was the winning conditions, instead of having to clear off the whole helipad, you only had to get to the center of the helipad, at least because they give you, what, 3 variants in there?
Yeah.
And we did classic.
Right. So that could easily go in the other category. There are 3 variants to the game. So you could do co-op, where you got to get everybody to the helicarrier. There's teams, where you can break off into teams of 2, and you and your partner have to try to get to the helicarrier. Or there's what we did was classic, which is actually a lot like regular Zombies, where you're just trying to be the first person to the helicarrier.
So what they did with Junior is, instead of killing zombies and being killed and sent back, they were like, you're going to time out. So they very much kiddified the language of the game, so they aren't as scary. All the artwork is kind of cartoony versus gruesome like the original.
Yeah.
They kiddified it. They really did. So any negative type of words like blood is turned to pow, bullets are turned to pow.
To pow.
There's
yeah.
no reference to blood. Even like the zombie dog card is more kid friendly.
Right. So if you've played the original Zombies, you're going to see some cards that you go, oh, that's like this card out of the regular game, only it's a little bit more friendly. What about for you guys who've never played the original Zombies before? Anything you want to put in the other category for it?
Nothing I can think of that would really fit in that. It was a nice combination of cards and board game, but
okay. It definitely played within its time allotment.
It did.
It's a good half an hour.
Unlike Zombies, which takes hours and hours and hours to play, depending on how many of the expansions you throw in there on it.
All right. So this was Zombies Junior by Twilight Creations.
So, Zombie march over to your nearest game store and play this.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.